This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the hottest thing in talk radio, Free Talk Live. You can call in with anything you want to talk about, literally anything. 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Well, I suppose there's certain things, maybe certain words you can't say, right? But you can call in with anything.
Most certainly.
Yeah. So, anyway, tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And the music is still rolling. Not that I mind some metal. There we go. All right.
Just rock out.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Rock out with your those things you can't say, right? Anyway.
With your male chickens out.
That's right.
Big red ones.
Yeah.
Like Mark.
It is the Sunday night edition, and you know, if you listen, this show runs 7 nights a week, and you may notice the Sunday night edition's a little bit different. We heard a lot of that. We were recently at the Porcupine Freedom Festival all last week, and we heard that comment quite a bit, that they like to get something different. So that's the beauty of having a show that runs 7 nights a week. You really can, you know, it doesn't have to be all the same drawl that a lot of other talk shows provide. So, you know, we shake it up here and there. We have so many wonderful hosts on this show. Anyway, again, you can call in 855-450-3733. But let's go to Bill in Jackson, Missouri. Bill, are you with us?
Mississippi.
Mississippi, sorry.
Mississippi.
Yeah, Mississippi. I'm sorry about that, boy.
listening to the John Batchelor show the past week or so, he's had several authors on his show with recently released books of various sorts, leading, presenting the different history of World War One. And these were authors that went back into research and stuff that have just recently, within the past few years, been discovered, a lot of it. But it hasn't been put into perspective, and certainly the world's historians have passed over so much of the information that is now present in these books. And listening to each one, it's so very obvious that the 100th anniversary of World War One is what we're looking at now. That's the reason for all those authors in the John Batchelor show. And looking back, so much is revealed that it's so obvious to anyone observing the history that the whole issue of World War One was all a matter of the aristocratic powers that be at the time feuding among each other and using the poor armies of the world to fight it out. And the same thing.
I'm inclined to agree with you, Bill. I mean, I think I've often said that when you look at World War One, you get such a perspective on everything that's happening right now. Because it hasn't changed. It really hasn't changed. You know, I mean, it's still pointless wars. It's still, aristocrats or government overreach, however you want to call it. So is that the short and sweet version of what this new historical perspectives have to say about World War One?
Yes, exactly. And of course, they point up what happened 25 years later with World War Two. And even into Vietnam, and of course we all now know that the Gulf of Tonkin Bay incident never occurred, and of course that got us into the Vietnam War, and there's now been a lot revealed. All of the historians are going to try to cover it up with LBJ's involvement and what he was led into, and in terms of the Kerry assassination, and Kerry was trying to stop the war before it got started. And he was not allowed to.
Yeah, you know, this is the thing, is that with these, because you're laying out to some degree what were once thought of as conspiracy theories. And this is the thing with them, is that there's always these grains of truth, you know? And it's really, it's interesting, and I think part of the reason that a lot of these theories or a lot of these ideas will really latch on is because you got to know that, wait a minute, I'm not being told enough. Like, when I was in school, speaking of World War One, and Stephanie, maybe you can speak to this too. Maybe you can as well, Mark. Well, like, the reason, in fact, I'll ask you guys, what was the reason that they told you why, Stephanie, I'll ask you first, that World War One was fought? Why did the U.S. Go into that?
Archduke Ferdinand,
right.
Something about that.
He was shot, right?
Yeah.
Mark, is that how...
He and his wife
really
in a botched attempt,
much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never paid much attention in history.
But that's it. That's all they tell you.
Yeah.
You know, and you just instantly, if when you get out of school, because school's just, you know, just so boring, but when you get out of there and you grow up a bit, you just suddenly say, hey, wait a minute. Who, you know, it's like, yeah, that's terrible that somebody died, but who cares? Like,
yeah,
why did that even happen?
The explanation was totally lacking context.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't helpful to understand. It was just memorize these dates and these names, you know?
And you were also basically, what the idea of telling us about the Archduke Ferdinand was essentially, you know, be careful of peace treaties. Because treaties amongst countries can cause you to go into war. When this country went into war, that one country had to go and this thing and that thing. And they had to. They had to.
Right, yeah. Your thoughts, Bill?
Yes, exactly. You guys are right on point with everything that's come out. Looking back 100 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for the information on that, Bill, and your thoughts tonight. It really is. When you're a kid, you're so used to getting told by your parents, look, because we told you so. And so I think you accept a lot of the BS that you get taught in school about history. And
well,
it is.
I think that you're also fed what you're supposed to believe, right? I mean,
right.
You know, now we're doing, this year we're doing world history.
Right.
We'll be starting with the Romans or the Greeks or whatever, you know, wherever, I would assume you'd start with the Greeks, or, you know, wherever, you're going to start with, whatever, Macedonia, and work our way forward, and this is the accepted history of our time. We're learning this. You know, when I learn things, I'll get on a jag. You know, I want to learn about World War One. I want to hear about what happened in, on the Western Front. And then I'll just start reading and consuming that information and learning about it. And this is the way people learn. This is the way kids learn.
Right.
We have been brought up to believe that children should learn the things we want them to learn, the when we want them to learn them, sit there, keep them their hands to themselves, all these things.
Do adults learn that? I think every adult recognizes that's not the way they learn.
Right,
if they
when I'm learning
something,
something,
they look it up on the internet.
And I have to go pee? I stop learning for a moment, I go use the bathroom, and I come back. Whereas when I was in school, it was a big deal when you had to go use the bathroom during class.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, this is really why I think it's so dangerous to have governments in control of schools. This is why public schools are so dangerous, because they get to choose the books.
But maybe
the people that fight the wars get to choose the books. So, I mean, yeah. You know, and so you get to learn their side of history is written by the victors. Okay, it's written by it, but that doesn't mean it's how it went down. And, in fact, teachers, I've heard from teachers when they tried to bring in any kind of alternative history, you know, but even by other quote-unquote Americans, the teachers often could get fired
mm-hmm.
for bringing in this alternative history to say, no, you know what, there's other sides to this story. They won't even allow it. This is the absolute danger of public schools.
Now, I've
heard... That's the point. I mean...
Yeah, I agree. It's
totally
indoctrination.
I've heard that, the Civil War history is different in the North than it is in the South. Because I was certainly given a picture of Southern history that was, you know, to some extent... gentle on some of the issues,
mm-hmm.
and you know they I think that and I was I've been told that no the stories you heard the way you heard it down south was not the same way, you know, people that had moved from one area to the other said that their history was different as it was taught. I don't know, but it's kind of interesting that there where you have people deciding on what's going to be taught, the school the school board or whatever is going to decide which books are going to be taught.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like government school ruined me on the idea of history in general. I feel I tune out mentally whenever I hear anything about history to this day. And I'm 30 years old and I haven't been in government school for a very long time. But like the total lack of context and the total one-sidedness of it. Like, it was never even presented to me that there could be multiple perspectives that history could come from. It was just like, this is the date that this happened. These are the people involved. Know this vocabulary word. Fill out these questions. And it all just went over my head. And a lot of it was about war, and I didn't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
It was violent. And so I still tune out when I hear about it, and it's a shame.
It is a shame because it's so important. It really is. You know, to know history is to know the future. I think that's an accurate statement. So you can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-3733. Are we being told proper history? You can call in. Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Imagine a world in which out-of-control governments monitor every action of every person. Wait, that's today's world. But it's still possible to take control of your own life and your own identity. Start building a new world. Visit mapgate.info and learn basic reasoning skills. Earn pseudonymous academic credentials. That is, earn cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. Apply for jobs online using your Bitcoin address instead of your name. Take control of your future. Visit mapgate.info.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live.
Sunday night edition. You can call in, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And, of course, you can get in touch with us on Skype, which is a bit of a rarity in talk radio, getting in touch with people via Skype. But we offer it. You can contact LRN.FM. That's right. We are ahead of the game here at Free Talk Live in many, many ways.
Moving talk radio into the 21st century.
That's right. It's about time. 14 years or 13 years in, right? 2001 is actually the beginning of the 21st century, despite what many believed. But anyway, you know, I could have just used a little bit of focus there myself because I got the date wrong. So if you need focus, maybe feeling a bit fatigued, looking to just, you know, kind of have that edge again, maybe that you haven't felt in a little bit, I want you to go to modup.net and check out the modafinil that they offer. This is a world-class service, and they do offer it worldwide because Free Talk Live, hey, we're a worldwide show. Remember us talking about being advanced? We're all over the world. Are we on in Guam? Yes, we are on in Guam.
North Korea?
What? I bet. Someone's pulling it off there. So anyway, I mean, Ian talks about North Korea so often.
I know there's pirate radio there. That's why I asked.
Absolutely. So worldwide, make sure you know your local laws and prescription matters, all that stuff about modafinil before you look into it or as you look into it. But go to modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, and that's exactly what it is. You know, and offering multiple benefits. I mean, they keep using it for a reason, including a double digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off of fatigue, and greater focus overall. Businessmen use it. All kinds of people use modafinil to just help them, you know, get through the 21st century that we're talking about.
Because they use it to recover from Pork Fest.
They may, or to make Pork Fest that much better. Who knows? So look into it for yourself. Modup.net. You can use the code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. Use the code FTL, and you will get 10 free tablets with your order. And they are huge supporters of the Bitcoin community. That means they're supporting freedom, whether they realize it or not. Okay, and if you use Bitcoin, you get a 33% discount. So go to modup.net, that's modup.net, and use the code FTL for the bonus. And we appreciate modup.net for supporting Free Talk Live. So we were talking about, I think this dovetails nicely, we were talking about how people controlling information, okay, how the governments are controlling what books get taught in schools, all the good stuff. But in our mod, you know, a lot of people say that the internet is freeing all of that and allowing for information to not be squashed, you know, and controlled. But turns out maybe all systems that are centralized can fall prey to the same problem. Stephanie, you got a story about Facebook.
Yes, I do. This comes from the Department of Blatantly Unethical Psychological Research.
What?
And RT is reporting on this. Facebook manipulated users' emotions as part of a psychological experiment, study says. Facebook conducted a psychological experiment on its users by manipulating their emotions without their knowledge, a new study reveals. Researchers toyed with the feelings of 689,000 randomly selected English-speaking Facebook users by changing the contents of their news feed, according to a paper published in the June edition of the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, otherwise known as PNAS.
Okay, so the news feed.
Really?
PNAS. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, I have a scientific paper. I have two scientific papers that I'm an author on that are published in PNAS.
You've been published in PNAS?
And you are a PhD in PNAS. Or sorry.
You could say that.
Well, a PhD on PNAS. Anyway, but seriously, the news feed on Facebook, for those that don't know the terms, is where you get to see what all your quote-unquote friends, that's the term that Facebook uses.
All your connections.
Yeah, all your connections
to,
that you see, what they're doing, or what they're posting. All that good stuff. So that's the news feed. Go on.
Yeah, so they did. They took a sample of almost 700,000 people without their consent and then manipulated the contents of their news feed. And then they published it in a scientific journal as a psychological experiment. This happened during a week-long period in January 2012. Researchers staged two parallel experiments, either reducing the number of positive or negative updates in each user's feed. And this is a quote from the authors of the paper. They said, when positive expressions were reduced, people produced fewer positive posts and more negative posts. When negative expressions were reduced, the opposite pattern occurred. These results indicate that emotions expressed by others on Facebook influence our own emotions, constituting...
Sounds like a fair guess. I mean, I'm not surprised by the outcomes. I just... You know, I this seems pretty mild in the world of psychological.
Hold on, can I finish this?
I can, but and then I kind of think about what if one of these people committed suicide after these negative posts? Because I mean, clearly they were feeling negatively. There's these people out there that sort of are on the edge of it, edge of sort of suicide, and then this kind of bumps them over. It was all it would take. It's 700,000 people. When you have an end tab that large, sooner or later you're going to have a negative effect, right?
Yeah, or what if someone was distracted, feeling a little down in the dumps, and got into a car accident or something like that? You never know. But the next sentence is the scariest part of this. They were talking about the results of this paper. So when people see more positive posts on Facebook, they feel happier. When they see negative posts on Facebook, they feel sad or negative. And the authors said that this constitutes experimental evidence for mass-scale contagion via social networks. So... to me, this seems like they're setting up for something. Like, why does someone want to know how to manipulate the mood of mass numbers of people using popular channels like social media?
Real conspiracy theory coming out. All right.
It sounds like it. I mean, but... obviously, you know, there was evidence of this before. Like, I've read a study that said basically it's hard to interpret text, you know, like in an email or a chat or something like that.
Right.
Because there's no tone, there's no vocal inflection, no body language. And so people tend to project their own emotional state at the time onto that email. So if they're feeling distressed and they read an email that has like a neutral tone, they might say, oh, that person sounds like they're mad at me, but they're totally just projecting their own emotions onto it.
Right.
But what this is saying is that the emotions of other people that are expressed through their Facebook posts are affecting your own mood when you read them in your newsfeed. And that's a little bit troubling. You know, like, where does it start?
Well,
right?
Here's my question. Like, it says a newsfeed.
Mm-hmm.
How different is that from the newspaper in that you're just constantly, or at least you used to be, you know, Facebook is the newspaper of the modern day.
Mm-hmm.
How bad was it when the newspaper would just constantly say, bad news, bad news, bad news? I mean, there had to be good stuff going on. But that doesn't make for news.
Yeah.
You know, and how does that affect people's perceptions? I mean, think of how many people...
That is shown by research.
Sure.
The news does not make you happy. In fact, we've read articles on the show about that very subject before, that news actually contributes to depression and negative feelings because it's totally fear-mongering. It raises your stress levels. It's never resolved. It's all this unresolved conflict and fear that's being kind of... shown to people, and they totally absorb it. And when they disconnect from the news, they actually become happier.
Yeah, I can totally see it. You know, I have a little news app, and it'll come up and it'll give me a red number when it's notification saying that it's really,
yes,
really bad.
I've seen you experience this.
I look at it and I'll read it, and it's like, you know, three dead in Kiev. And then, like, the next day, I mean, that's not even a part of my mind, but it's treated like this is the biggest news. And believe me, people dying is terrible.
And it does affect your mood. You were saying it made you depressed.
Oh, absolutely. So we'll talk. I want to get more from this article, but you can call in 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science reports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are his Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be his Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com. Unveilingthem.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show. You can call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Or, of course, you can get in touch with us on Skype using the handle lrn.fm. And we are talking about perhaps a real-life conspiracy theory here with Facebook.
I don't know if it's a conspiracy, just an unethical psychological experiment.
That makes it a conspiracy.
It is no longer a theory, is yeah, from right. what I can tell.
Right, yeah. So.
Fair point. Okay.
But anyway, Mark.
Well, we were just at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We spent a week there, and this is arguably the largest Bitcoin event in the world. There were most of the vendors, I would say, were taking Bitcoin there. There was one, in fact, that was actually taking Dogecoin, and there was, you know, conversation of plenty about bitcoins and altcoins and
oh, yeah.
what's going to happen in the future and, you know, just that, you know, people conjecturing and that kind of thing. And I think it's very interesting. ExpressCoin.com wants to make it easy for you to get bitcoins, or they're working on other altcoins too. Currently they have Dogecoin. I believe they may have actually added other altcoins, and I haven't updated my copy yet, but I'd have to check for sure.
That's fantastic. You know, I'll say this. I've always felt that, look, if Bitcoin, even if Bitcoin is not the future of currency, it will be the easiest way to buy into the future. And to get altcoins normally, you have to have Bitcoin, but Express Coin's changing that.
Well, actually, you're absolutely right. Oh, by the way, they've got Bitcoins, Dogecoins, Litecoins. What's the D with the funny thing over there? There's several.
That's Darkcoin.
Darkcoins, and then another B that I'm not familiar with either.
Blackcoin.
Blackcoin? Okay.
Is it black and gold?
It is not a color, but it doesn't look like Bitcoins. So anyway, lots of
Blackcoin.
I love Blackcoin.
Lots of different altcoins that you're able to get over expresscoin.com. They make it easy for you. The customer service is great. It's completely legal, inexpensive, fast. All you have to do is go over there, and they can work with your credit union. If you've got a credit union, they can do a money order, a check, a wire transfer. It's expresscoin.com is where you get started. You even can use their app. It's expresscoin.com. Just go download it there, expresscoin.com.
Absolutely. I mean, really, whatever one's feelings are on cryptocurrencies, I think the fact is that it is, no matter how it goes in the future, it is the money of the internet. And so if you purchase things on the internet, and who doesn't today, check out getting into cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Blackcoin, whatever, And especially, I always have a saying, throw $100 at anything, because
if you have
$100 to throw, throw it at it and you can usually end up, if you don't do well, you didn't lose too much, but you may end up doing tremendously well, especially in such interesting times that we live in today. Let's go back to the story.
Yeah.
About Facebook.
So just to catch people up, if you're just tuning in, Facebook allowed some researchers to basically use their platform to conduct an unethical, what I consider unethical, psychological experiment on Facebook users. They did this to nearly 700,000 people, which is quite a few people, I know Facebook has, 1.3 billion users worldwide?
Yeah, it's over a billion.
And this was almost a million that they did it to, so a small percentage of Facebook users in total, but that's still a lot of people. And what they did was essentially manipulate their moods by selectively filtering their news feeds to only show them either negative themed posts or positive themed posts. And also there was another aspect to the study. The researchers who did this also observed a withdrawal effect, what they referred to as a withdrawal effect, saying that people who were exposed to fewer emotional posts of either valence, so just posts that were not conveying either positive or negative emotion, were less expressive overall on the following days.
Interesting.
So, it seems like it can go in any direction, which is really quite frightening. If you show people negative stuff, they post mad, negative, depressed stuff. And if you show people positive stuff, they post more happy stuff. If you show them unemotional, bland stuff, they just draw blank.
They're emotionless and bland.
It seems like, they're almost painting a picture of people as just these blank emotional slates that can be, colored in by whoever decides to influence them or for whatever reason,
I used to feel like this just wasn't so. I used to have a lot of hope in humanity that they did. Yeah, no.
But age has cured me of that.
a quick recent story that occurred was, I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan. Dead serious.
Yeah
absolutely. Right on. And he had an album come out recently called Escape. Okay. And
he had an album come out recently. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, posthumous, of course. Yeah. Sony, the music industry is milking this guy for everything he was worth, and he's worth a lot, quite frankly. And so they have 11 albums, I think they said, that they could release. So this is the second one they've released since he died. And I used to, years ago, I had a custom shirt made for me, and this is when he was still alive, we're talking around 2006 or so, around there, that said, I still listen to Michael Jackson. Now, the reason I wore the shirt, and I was in New York, the reason I wore the shirt is because nobody listens to Michael Jackson. And of course, why don't people listen to Michael Jackson? The music didn't just suddenly start sucking. What happened was, is that the media just kept saying, this guy's crazy, this guy's a freak, this guy does crazy, insane stuff, he touches children, he does all this terrible crap. And so, if I ever broached the conversation of Michael Jackson with anybody, or if I ever pulled up next to somebody with my subwoofers and I was playing, Thriller, people would freak out, or they'd pick fun. But now, a month ago, Michael Jackson releases a new album, and oh, all the social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, you take your pick, were alight with how wonderful the King is. How wonderful Michael Jackson is.
Everybody's tweeting, oh, I've always been a fan of him.
Oh, I miss the King. I wish he was still here. You know,
I've loved him all along,
yeah,
right?
All this crap, and I'm just like, you know what? You people believe and like whatever you're told. And I think it's true. And I think the study proves it a little bit more. Quite a bit more, actually.
Yeah, it's quite scary, actually. I mean, just the idea of manipulating emotions on a mass scale, you know, like, how could that possibly be used for good purposes, basically?
Sure.
But the other scary part about this is that nobody was notified that they were taking part in an experiment like this, where their mood could be manipulated.
Right.
It was basically said that this was covered by Facebook's terms of service, which everyone has to agree to before they make a Facebook account. Now, who reads this stuff anyway? Nobody reads terms of service or EULAs and user license agreements or for software or anything like that.
Yeah,
it's just pages and pages of legalese. And even if you did read it, probably wouldn't be able to guess that this might be something that could happen because they don't really say it very explicitly. Here's a quote from the Facebook Terms of Service that they say that users' data can be used for, quote, internal operations, including troubleshooting, data analysis, testing, research, and service improvement.
Research now, and data analysis, right?
And yeah. Would you guess from that you might be taking part in a psychological experiment that you don't know about that could affect your mood?
Well, I would say that Facebook is covered here from a legal standpoint. However, that you are correct in saying that this is an unethical experiment. Maybe they didn't believe that this was going to be the case, in which case trying to replicate this experiment would certainly be unethical.
You know, this would be like, okay, informed consent is a huge principle in medical or psychological research.
Unless you're the Nazis.
Exactly. People have to know what they're getting into and understand what could happen to them as a result of participating in any type of study, whether it's just a questionnaire or whether it's a medical procedure or whether it's an x-ray or whatever. They have to have informed consent. And there was no informed consent in this situation. Nobody went up to people who were on Facebook and said, hey, you might be shown a filtered news feed today that could affect your mood or your emotions or the way you feel. Do you consent to this? You will not be compensated for this in any way. They didn't pay people. You know,
right.
they didn't give anything back to the people for participating in the study.
It's just more evidence that when you're not paying for a service, this is one of the things that I like about Liberty.me, which is a sort of a social network. I mean,
it's a social network.
It's a social network.
It's a lot of things.
But they have a paid membership. Is when you're not paying for a service, you are the service.
That's right.
And you're the product. Yeah.
Right, you're the product. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. And that's what happened here.
And you know, my question is, who else is doing it? Because almost everything runs on an algorithm. Who do you think is doing it? Has this been done before or for a really long time? 855-450-3733 with your thoughts.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show. We are talking about really emotional manipulation on the part of use of Facebook. So, and of course, you can call in with your thoughts on that. 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And of course, you can get in touch with us through Skype using the handle LRN.FM. And tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And I want to tell you, you know, we got a call earlier today from someone saying, hey, I've only been listening to the show for, you know, a little while, a couple weeks even, maybe, or a month or so. And boy, if you really, you know, I know when I first started hearing Free Talk Live, I just got so hungry. I wanted more and more and more and more, and as much as I could listen to it, even though it's a show that runs 7 nights a week, 3 hours a night, 365 days a year, I couldn't get enough.
Well, Brian, that was by design. We did that on purpose to manipulate your emotions.
That's
so that
you
want to listen to more Free Talk Live.
So if you want your emotions manipulated, no. No, perhaps more if you want to hear some free thinking. Go to archives.freetalklive.com. There is, boy, a decade's worth, at least, of audio available for you to listen to go through. And it's even humorous to really go way far back. And you get to see, actually, you get to see really the evolution of a lot of opinions in Free Talk Live. And that's important to hear because I think when you hear somebody talking on the radio or you see them on TV, you just kind of think, oh, yeah, they always have the answers. Well, you find out that over time, it's all a learning experience. And, of course, you can learn with us. You can go to archives.freetalklive.com and listen to all the Free Talk Live I'm sure you can handle. And if you listen to too much, who knows what you might do. To us.
Some people get the archives or, you know, just the last night's show or whatever, and they listen to us at, you know, one point, their MP3 player will allow them to speak. speed us up a bit. And so they'll take the show and play it at 1.3.
Absolutely.
Or 1.5. I've heard people
or even two.
Speed it up to 2.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
It takes the 3-hour show that shrinks down to 2 hours, by when you take a live show and take out all the commercial breaks and stuff and then stick in our own podcast ads, which are far fewer. It's about 2 hours. A 3-hour show is about 2 hours. Well, when you shrink it down, but play it at double speed, it's 1 hour. So
amazing.
People are listening to Free Talk Live. They can listen to, if you're working, say, on an assembly line or something, and many people tell me about their factory job where they just listen to headsets all day. You can listen to a week's worth of Free Talk Live in a day.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you hear, you're going to hear the voices kind of sped up when you listen at that speed. But I assure you that Mark's childish voice, when you hear it that way, totally matches his personality.
About when Mark has caffeine and then you speed it up to 2x?
You're going to have to slow it down.
Almost indiscernible.
Yeah.
the way I got into radio on the air, my first on-air appearance was in commercials where I do the little thing at the end of the auto ads.
Oh, the Micro Machines guy?
The sped up stuff.
Disclaimer.
I already talk quickly. And so when you take somebody who already talks quickly and you can speed them up, they're much more discernible than somebody who talks slowly and then trying to speed them up. So for me, it was tax tag and title not included. Dealer destination fees may apply.
I can't handle it.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Anyway, you can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can check out archives.freetalklive.com for more of the show. But let's get back to the show. And, Stephanie, we were talking about Facebook. Is there more to the article?
Yeah, there's a little bit more. I mean, so the researchers are, responding to backlash, saying that they did this, that this experiment was unethical because they didn't notify people that they were participating in the experiment, and also because they didn't compensate people in any way, right?
Right.
And so they're saying, well, it was totally consistent with Facebook's data use policy, which probably from a legal standpoint it is, but doing psychological or medical research on somebody, that you're dealing with a human being there and they've got emotions, and especially if the study is about influencing their emotional state, you are affecting the person's life. And
yeah,
does it really kill you to get some informed consent there or compensate them in some way for participating in a study that's going to bring, fame and fortune to the researchers or whatever?
Absolutely. And, there's a couple of points I want to bring up about this because, what do you do? And recently,
keep an emotional wall up? I mean, that's what I get from this story.
Sure, but also keep in mind that what you are seeing on Facebook is a character. You're really not seeing the real person. You are seeing even though the algorithm's controlling whether it's a good post, a negative post or a positive post, mm-hmm. you are seeing what people are wanting to project out to the world, not really what's inside. Maybe they could be being authentic at some point, but they're only showing you bits and pieces. You are getting a photo album, metaphorical and often literal, mm-hmm. of a person's life. Okay, this is not real life. Facebook never has been real life.
Yeah, and the study is interesting because it said that the tone of the post influenced the tone of the post that they were reading influenced people's emotions in the same direction as the tone of the post. So if they saw something happy, they felt happier. What I hear often, anecdotally from people, and I don't know if there's any research on this, but I hear often people say that they feel depressed when their friends are posting all these wedding pictures and baby pictures and happy things and bragging about all the cool trips they've been on and how cute their kids are and how cute their dog is. And the person who's reading that sometimes feels sad because they don't have those things or whatever,
right.
And they want them. So I wonder how much influence there is in the opposite direction.
I've heard single people sort of complain about the things that people like me, married people with kids, post on Facebook. Hey, what are you doing posting your happy family pictures and, you and your lawn and your garden and stuff, right?
Oh, gosh, Mark, I've always been so jealous of your lawn.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
I love the mess. But, I thought, man, what level of bitterness are you experiencing yeah. if the picture of my kid's Lego creation is bothering you? I mean,
right.
dear God in heaven.
Right.
I mean,
how,
I
do you go, how do you go outside and walk around and see families together, right?
If you're
wow. Yeah, and this yeah. is the thing is that, you know, you can control. Facebook does offer some degree of controls, and if Facebook doesn't, there are extensions that allow for controls. Like, there's an extension that will take out all the baby and cat pictures. Mm. I use it all the time.
Seriously?
I love it. Yeah, it's fantastic.
What's
because
the name
I don't want to see
plug that?
Either.
How do they know what it's a picture of, if it's a baby or
facial
a cat?
Recognition.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, how do they know it's a picture of you? Mm. So I'm not sure if it's still the same one. I'd have to look which one it is just off the top of my head. But anyway.
Okay, we'll do our own research. But
yeah, maybe we'll post it at facebook.freetalklive.com.
But just one point about this study. I mean, emotional contagion, I think, is real because human beings have empathy. You know, we can imagine what it feels like when we see another person expressing a certain emotion. You know, so if we see someone smiling, we can imagine what they're happy about, and we can feel a little bit of that happiness that they feel.
Right.
And so who does the idea of emotional contagion affect the most? It affects the most empathetic people. The people who care about their friends and are connected to them, right?
Yeah, and so, absolutely. And can you actually judge an algorithm to where you could just pinpoint those people and do this to them?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You probably could. And that's the thing with yawning. You know, have you ever heard of this? Like when someone yawns, someone else will catch the yawn.
It's no, right. I've never heard of that.
Well,
what I've wondered is if a talk show host yawns on the air. I've never done this. But if they were to yawn on the air, does all of America yawn?
Yes, actually they do.
Well,
it's
not
a very
all,
well
but
studied,
some would, yeah.
It's a very well-studied phenomenon
okay.
that people, even just saying the word yawn will make people yawn.
It made me think about it when you said yawn.
Right. Yes. Now, normally but a lot of people theorize that that's a sign of empathy when another person yawns.
Well, yeah, that's right. Where I was going with that, exactly. So,
what if
like,
you're empathetic,
people,
you yawn, but you don't like it?
Yeah, I mean, like, so a normal response, I guess, for someone who has normal levels of empathy, they will experience contagious yawning at least some of the time. However, people who have Asperger's syndrome, where they don't pick up on social cues, they're autistic or whatever, or people who are, like, in jail for violent crimes, maybe considered sociopathic or whatever, are less likely to experience contagious yawning, and people theorize because it's about empathy.
Right.
Because they don't have the empathy for other people. So, I mean, yeah, you could theorize all these scary things that this research could be used for, like maybe to gauge how
right.
manipulable or how influenceable someone is. What is the word for that? Like,
mind control.
No. There's some term for like how much a person can be manipulated via things like the words that you use.
Right.
And like sometimes, you know, there's all these tricks. Like, have you guys heard of what is it called? Neuro-linguistic programming, where you use certain words to like influence the tone of the person that you're talking to or influence the mood of the person you're talking to.
I think it definitely works.
You use body language and people will mirror your body language or you mirror someone else's.
They'll breathe the same way you're breathing, things like that.
I have experienced this when people were doing, you know, like I was brought up at a convention for, you know, seminar or whatever, and the guy sort of was pretending like he was doing something with me, but in fact then talked about how he was using neuro-linguistic programming on me. I was a total sucker for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that just means you're a normal, empathetic human being.
I'm pretty empathetic.
Yeah.
We'll come back. I want to talk about what you can actually do about this, and then we'll finish this up and move on to another story. You can call in 855-450-37.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archive. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8181 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8181.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.